This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our friends at Fairy House Sunday Market, because they are the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, the Fairy House Sunday Market is, of course, at Fairy House Racecourse near Ratoath in County Meath. It's been going for years, and the reason it's been going for years is because it's so good. It's one of the best markets in the entire country, because you can literally find anything you want. Clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, rugs, mats, bed linen, pillows, kitchenware. The list goes on and on and on. And they even have a car boot section of the market every Sunday, where people can go along and declutter their house and upcycle their old items rather than throw them out. One lady who does exactly that is Noreen. She regularly brings her car to the car boot sales section of the market.
I liked getting out and meeting all the people. I had a tragedy in my life and it helped me great. It was very good for bereavement.
So tell me what you're selling here today.
Everything and anything. Bar the kitchen sink. Make a bit of pocket money, you know what I mean? I smoke, so it helps buy cigarettes.
So there you go. And thank you very much indeed to Noreen for having a word with us. Fairy House Sunday Market, every Sunday, bar a couple of Sundays during the year when there's racing on, including Easter Sunday. But other than that, they're open year round. Check them out at Facebook and Instagram at Fairy House Sunday Market. And visit Fairy House Sunday Market every single Sunday. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Roisin has been in touch with us, and she sent us this by WhatsApp over the weekend. Don't give out my surname, lads, if you do cover this. My 9-year-old daughter has a best friend. I won't name her here, but her parents asked me and my husband if our daughter could go to Paris for 3 nights at Easter to visit Disneyland. I thought it would be great, but my husband said, no way. It's not appropriate for her to be away at that age, staying with two strangers, even though they're not strangers, because we know them 3 years and have even been in their house. He says that this doesn't happen anymore, and it's not right them all sleeping in the same room. Can you put this to your audience? And that is from a lady called Roisin. So Roisin's daughter is nine, and her best friend, I assume, is also nine, and they're best buddies. They play in each other's houses and blah, 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 as best friends do. Yeah?
Yep.
And the parents say, we'd like to invite your daughter to Disneyland. Obviously, I assume for company for the 9-year-old. Yeah?
Yeah, I get that.
And daddy is saying no, even though he knows these parents, he's been in their house. I don't get that. Why would you say no? Why would you refuse? Unless he has reason, and from what I gather, he doesn't have reason.
Well, no, of course you don't. Nobody has reason. Now, I can't speak for my wife, and I don't know what her opinion would be on this. I'd have to ask her. It's never come up, but I wouldn't be au fait with that. And the funny thing is.
So sorry, hang on. So if this exact same thing happened...
I think the majority of people, by the way... Now, I don't know what calls are coming in yet. Amanda hasn't told us in her ear. But I would imagine the majority of people on this podcast will agree with me that it is too young. And people were saying in the comments when we put this up on Facebook, they were saying it depends how well you know them. That's bullshit. Because you could know someone 20 years and you don't actually know them. You often hear people talking about... when a work colleague have you seen stories in the past where a work colleague is done for rape or murder or something like that, and they interview the colleagues and they go, Jesus, did you ever think Adrian would be a murderer? No, he was the nicest fella ever. Jeez, I used to go for lunch with Adrian every day. I never would have had him down.
Okay, so what are you saying? You can't trust anybody?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well,
so hang on. There's a mammy and a daddy and two kids going away to Disneyland, and they stay in a family room at the Disney resort. Yeah,
see, even that is just. I want to be very careful because I don't want to.
Well, spit it out. What's the problem here? These parents trust their child in their that other family's house.
Now, that's different.
How is it different?
It's different than going to Disneyland.
How is it different?
It's different because you're staying in a hotel room with them, and it's just...
Okay, what about a sleepover then? Would you allow your child to go on a sleepover?
Again, that's a hypothetical question because it hasn't happened yet.
It will happen at some stage. You're just going to say no.
No, you're asking me about something that hasn't come up yet. So
okay, if this was you, and your son said...
No, I'm saying, I'm about to say no. I mean, I'm just want to say no.
So you wouldn't let your young fella go off to Disneyland with his best friend and his parents?
No.
Wow.
And I think the majority would
agree. That's so insulting to the people that are offering to bring him, for starters.
No, I don't
think... But it's okay for him to go out and play in their house and stuff like that?
I don't think you would find one parent. I think you're on your own today.
I'm on my own.
Would you listen to me for a second? I don't think... Sorry, Amanda's nodding her head and no. Okay, well, Amanda, maybe one or two. I think the vast majority... What's the majority saying?
The vast majority would agree with me, I think.
No, the vast majority are actually agreeing with me.
Okay, if you know these parents and you trust them enough, you trust them enough that your child can play in their house with their best friend, which regularly happens.
That's different.
It's not different. How is it different? Please tell me. What suddenly happens when you go to Disneyland?
Okay, well, it's the exact same. You could compare it to say it's different between... I'm sure your wife would have no problem with you going for coffee with a female.
Where are you going with this?
No, would she have a problem with you going for coffee?
I wouldn't think so, no.
So you could go to Costa now with Jolene. Yeah?
Yeah.
No problem at all. Yeah? But if you told your wife, you and Jolene, and we're going for stay in a hotel room together, that's different. So it's all about...
No.
Yes, it is. It's all...
That's because I might... Because men and women together in hotel rooms actually have sex together. We're talking about two parents and two kids.
It's all about the setting.
What do you think? When you would say no, that's not happening on my watch, what are you afraid of? Tell me exactly why you would say no.
Okay, maybe I'm the unreasonable person here. Maybe I'm the unreasonable one.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation.
I'm a hypocrite, by the way, because when I was a kid, one of my best friends, we never went abroad, but we used to go to Tremor every summer.
Brilliant.
For a week.
I'd say you had a great time.
Had a great time staying in the caravan together and stuff like that. And
did anything happen to you?
No, but we were more. We were more unaware of things back then, which is why so many children ended up being abused back
but
then.
But did anything happen to you?
No, not to me.
Have you great memories?
Yes, but I'm saying...
You would deny your child
but lots of kids,
those great memories of going to Disneyland.
Would you stop shouting, for God's sake? Lots of kids probably didn't have great memories because something may have happened. I'm just saying we're now more aware of...
Aware of... Again, I'm asking you a straight question. What are you afraid is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
Don't know.
Ridiculous, carry on. Let me bring in Jessica on this.
Seems to be in the comments that the dad's getting attacked for having concerns about his child going away with people who are essentially strangers to him, and that's unfair. He's getting called overprotective. Like, why? Your kids are your treasure. You want to protect them. You think you know people, but you don't. Look how many cases happen to kids from people that they know, be it family members or friends of the family. Why doesn't the man not just go with them? Give them some peace of mind. Absolutely not. If I was in his shoes, I'd be saying absolutely not. You either go with the child or just not going at all. Missing out on a holiday is a fair price to pay to keep your child safe. What is happening to the world if a dad is having concerns about his child going away on holidays with people that he doesn't really know? The wife may know them, but he doesn't.
Well, my understanding, Jessica, is they do know these parents. They actually spend time in their house at Christmas, so they know them well enough that they would spend time with them. So, I don't know where you're going with that. And then this whole thing of, well, invite yourself, go on the holiday. Imagine turning around. Oh yeah, Luke can go on a holiday if I can go too. No, how bloody insulting is
children,
that?
Children are your most prized possessions.
Yeah,
would you?
But again, you haven't even given me an answer as to what you fear is going to happen. You've no idea. Don't know. That's exactly what you said.
I fear the worst. Fear the worst.
So then you shouldn't let your child go into their house ever.
I'm not talking about any parents in particular, by the way. So stop trying to...
Okay, let me bring in Damien.
Guys, Jeremy, I cannot believe that you are wrong twice in the one day. Must be a record. 100% behind you, Adrian. I couldn't believe that Jeremy had jumped into the white van.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. Well, Daddy, in this situation, has said no to his 9-year-old daughter going on a trip with her best friend and her best friend's mammy and daddy. What do you make of this?
I can see where he's coming from. I'm quite young, so the times have kind of changed since I was younger, but... I don't see
changed in what way? Times have changed in what way?
I mean, now you see all these reports about like kids going missing. Now that's so unlikely, especially because they know them. But I can understand why he might be a little bit more cautious. But I personally actually don't see an issue with him initiating them coming with them.
I would say that couple would take... I think it's really insulting to say my little Johnny or my little Mary can go on that trip, but I have to go with them. I just think that's the height of disrespect to the people who asked in the first place.
Well, lads, I wouldn't be insulted if we put out that offer to one of Luke's friends and the parent says no. We don't do that sort of thing. Jesus,
don't do that sort of thing.
Most 90% of parents.
Like the helicopter is really, really noisy here. Honest to God, I've never heard such helicopter parenting in all my life.
Not a helicopter parent at all. Not a helicopter parent.
Can you? Okay, so Emma, do you think that this dad is right to say no? You're not going. My daughter's not going on the trip with you. Disneyland.
I mean,
holiday
for
of a lifetime.
Personally, I know. Like, if I had a kid, I probably would be more like, you know, I'd like them to go on the trip. But I do see why he wouldn't like it, especially because they're sharing a room. I do think that might make him quite uncomfortable because
I would say it would make them feel even more uncomfortable if the two kids were in a room on their own. That would make them even more uncomfortable. So I don't even understand the concern here.
That's very true, actually. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, though, because it's obviously a family with young kids, I feel like if the dad was to say, listen, I don't feel fully comfortable with them going alone, I feel like they would understand because they're in the same boat and they probably would say the same thing.
Yeah, but like I said, these aren't strangers. Mom and dad know them for the last 3 years. They've even been into their house, so they know them quite well. They know them well enough that their child plays in the house. And yet something mysterious is going to suddenly happen when they hop in an airplane and go to Paris for 3 days. You're not talking about 6 weeks.
Because you're letting your child share a bedroom with two strangers.
Let's take that a stage further. What's going to happen in this bedroom?
Well, I don't know.
In Disneyland Paris.
I don't know. I'm not a
two kids and two adults.
I'm not a psychic, but that's like me asking you, Adrian, what happens if you let a child have unsupervised access to the internet? What's going to happen?
It's dangerous.
Thank you.
Oh, right. Okay. So then why would you let the child ever be in their company?
Because you can't lock your child in a...
You're just not making sense. Something mysterious is going to suddenly happen because they're in a hotel room in Paris.
It could. So let's not take the chance.
But then don't ever let your children be in their company if you don't trust them.
Would you agree, Emma? With children, you can't take chances.
I agree, because as well, like, I mean, I know it's so unlikely and God forbid it would happen, but what if that child, well, how young they are, got ill and had to go to hospital? They're not old enough to take care of themselves. And you don't know, some countries don't allow people that aren't blood related with them. So it's just, there's a lot of more risks than just, you know, the child going missing or not trusting the family. There's a lot that could happen.
Okay, stay there for a second, Emma, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. So, Daddy has said no. My nine-year-old is not going on a trip of a lifetime, 3 nights in Disneyland in Paris. No, no, no. Jeremy has said he would say the exact same thing if it were to happen with his child. So, what do you think of this?
Why do we automatically go to negative?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
We automatically assume something's going to happen to this kid or something's going to happen. We automatically think the negative. If you think that about this family and you don't trust this family, why let your kid over there in the first place?
100%.
Okay. Lorraine, has your car ever been stolen on you?
I don't have a car.
Okay. Has your house ever been broken in? Has your house ever been broken into?
No.
No. But you still lock the door when you go in at night, don't you?
Obviously.
Why? Because your house has never been broken. No, your house has never been broken into. Your house has never been broken into. Why do you lock the door?
Because it's just automatic. I lock the door. I also have a German Shepherd, so I don't need to lock the door.
No, but why would you lock the door?
Jeremy, my argument is, I want to know.
My argument is as well, like, why go straight to the fucking negative? What do you think is going to happen in a hotel room?
But he doesn't know.
Well, sir, you're going straight to the negative every time you lock your door because your house has never been broken into. The chances of your house being broken into.
Jeremy, you're taking this totally out of context.
Why would
you let your child go into their house ever?
Over to that house.
Yeah, ever.
Because it's,
be ever in their company.
Because it's different.
What's different?
It's not different.
It's not different.
Would you let them have a sleepover in that person's house?
I don't know. I can't answer the question. It hasn't been asked yet, so I don't know. Anyway, I don't think sleepovers are a thing anymore.
Do you let your kids have sleepovers in their friend's house?
It hasn't. Well, they have sleepovers in family's house all the time. Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference? What is the difference?
I guess you always feel safer with family.
Where most abuse actually happens within families.
Yeah. Abused by a family member.
Yeah, I get that, but you can't wrap them up in a bubble. That's
so.
But you literally are.
You literally are wrapping them up in a bubble. You can't go to France on an airplane and stay in Disneyland because something might happen. That is literally wrapping your child in a bubble, unless there is any proof that the people that they're that have asked to take the child are bloody paedophiles or rapists or something, in which case you shouldn't have anything to do with them.
That's what's going to happen. These people know their family. They know the family. It's not like they're letting the kid go off with a complete stranger you know nothing about. I obviously get the dad might have some reservations. I understand that completely. I get it. I have 3 of my own kids. If this was me in this scenario, I would sit down with my partner, I'd have a proper conversation, but I'd have absolutely no issue with my, as long as I know the parents.
And that's exactly the point. And in this case, they're not strangers because we know them 3 years and have been in their house.
What's the difference with sending them over with their friends? If, say, if your sister or your brother asked, could they bring Luke away for the weekend of Disney and Paris, would you have an issue?
Again, I don't know because it hasn't come up yet. Probably.
Or you'd have an issue with your family member.
With a family member? No, because people treat family differently. You never look upon
but again,
family.
Jeremy, this mystery thing that's going to happen in France.
Everyone automatically goes to the negative. Everyone goes to the negative when it comes. Yes, I get it, their kids. Before someone tells me their children, their precious, I understand that completely. As I said, I have 3 of my own, and you protect them at all costs.
But to automatically assume, and this is the point you're making, Lorraine, to automatically assume that the worst is going to happen is ridiculous. It is the definition of helicopter parenting. It really is. It's honest to God.
And Susan or Emma, I'm sure you'll agree with me. The first thing you do when you get into a car is you put your seatbelt on.
This is a ridiculous comparison.
We do things every single day.
Okay, but
listen to me for a second. We do things every single day on the minute off chance that something bad will happen.
You probably shouldn't let your child outside the front door ever. You should probably keep your child indoors.
We're talking bullshit now.
No, I'm not talking bullshit because, again, what is going to suddenly happen in Paris that can't happen here in Ireland? That's the question. You haven't given me an answer to that. They're in a room together.
He didn't know. That was his answer. Yeah. His answer was, I don't know.
They're in a room. So is daddy going to abuse your child? Is mammy going to abuse their child? Are the two of them going to do it? Is their child in on
Jesus,
it?
Only,
it's absolutely ridiculous.
Only on this podcast would someone actually get battered out of it for trying to protect children.
Trying to overprotect.
I'm not battering out with Jeremy. I'm trying to overprotect.
Isn't that it?
Exactly.
It's overprotection. It really is, because if you
I went away with my best friend.
And so did I.
I went away with my best friend and their family when I was younger.
Yep, so did I.
I had the best holiday ever. I went for a week.
Well, what's the difference then, Jeremy, if you're a young fella in a couple of years says, I want to go to the Quail Talks. I want to go to the Quail. No.
Stop asking me about hypotheticals. What happens?
You asked me about hypotheticals.
Well, I don't... No, I didn't. It's not a hypothetical to say, do you lock your front door?
Yeah, I know, but like you're coming up with stupid scenarios as well.
No, I'm talking about the on the off chance. Would you
but
be
then
able
you to shouldn't
Jeremy, what about the off chance if I walk out my front door and get a bang of a book?
Absolutely. But it's all 100%. You can't protect yourself from a bang of a bus.
Okay, but people normally, when it comes to risk, people normally evaluate the risk.
Okay, you should probably then not let your child outside the front door ever.
No, people evaluate risks every day. Either, you know, should I walk down this dark alley on my own at 11 o'clock at night? You value it up and you go, how likely is it that something will happen? It's very likely, so I won't do it. So it's exactly
that's what I'm saying. She should talk to her husband and evaluate and sit down and have the conversation. Her husband's mind is not at ease. Try to put his mind at ease and explain, look, we know these people. We've been in their house. We've been in their company. Our daughter's, our child's been over in their house. They've minded, obviously, had the child on their own. Nothing has happened in that scenario.
Lorraine, stay with me for 1 second, if you can, please, because I just got a message in a moment ago, and it says, Adrian, given your age and life experience, you sound outrageously naive. Naive in what way, Lou? Naive not to think the worst of everybody? Naive to think that if it's okay for a child to be in their house, which it is, then suddenly something different is going to happen when they go to Paris. Sure.
But let me put the question to you, Lorraine, in a second as well. Adrian, when you get out, and I know this because I've been in the car with you, when you get out of your car, yeah?
Oh, don't start another stupid analogy.
No, when you get out of your car to go in and pay for petrol, you bring your phone with you. You don't leave it on the seat in the car. So you're saying you value the safety of your phone more than you do a child. Why do you take your phone with you?
Why do you let your child outside the front door?
Because you have to. I don't want them to look like the Burks, for God's sake.
But you're carrying on like it.
I'm carrying on like one of the Burks.
So if this exact scenario was your life and your child with a couple that you know, you would still say no.
So
you're not going.
You value your phone more than kids' safety. That's great.
Martin has been in touch with us.
Afternoon, guys. Sorry, I can't come on today. But I can't believe how naive Adrian is. I mean, like, come on. A lot of kids get abused. They get abused by people they know. Like, Jeremy's right, you don't really know anyone. I mean, you see these cases in the paper all the time where people have indecent images on the computer and they've great jobs, they're family, Ben, you've got kids. You just don't know. I can't believe how naive some people are being. Not a fucking snowball's chance in hell is my kid going away with anyone like that.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
How are you, Adrian? How are you keeping?
Good, thank you. Well, what's your feeling on this? This dad is saying no. Jeremy is saying no, you're not going. You're not taking my child with you. What's your view on this? Is this helicopter parenting gone mad, or are they right to be so overprotective?
No, what does the mother say about it? I haven't heard her mentioned yet.
The mother, apparently, parents asked me, I thought, it was the mother who actually wrote to us.
Her first name.
Her name is Roisin, and she said, I thought it would be great, but my husband said no way.
Well, I agree with the mother there, because, I mean, if that's the case, what about the scouts and the girl guys? We don't allow them to join them when they go away camping.
Don't allow them to do anything. What about a football trip, Jeremy? No, you're not going on a football trip.
But the difference, the difference is if you were working around children, you were guard vetted now.
Well, I do work around children.
And that proves what, Jeremy? That you don't have a conviction. That's all it proves.
No, but guard vetting is something.
It only proves that you don't have a conviction. That's all. You weren't caught. Do you think it is a bit over the top to be saying no with parents that you know, and have been around your child for years?
Yes, I trust them more than I trust anyone else with them. Yeah, I would let the child go, of course. The child, you know what I mean? It's terrible. It's like that guy, there was a guy walking in a creche. It was on the papers there not long ago. And he's sexually abusing one or two children in the creche. And he was guard of ed.
That's the point I was making a second ago.
He was guard of ed. And I'm guard of ed as well.
Yeah, and all guard of vetting proves is that you don't have a criminal conviction. That's it.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
It means you weren't caught.
Yes, exactly.
So, okay, you would have no problem.
And
when you hear parents saying, no, you can't be too safe in the world today and all of that, have they reason to be concerned?
No, they haven't. If they trusted the couple that they're going with and they know them, they've no problem at all. I'd rather go with someone I know than someone I don't know.
No, but you wouldn't let them go with somebody you don't know.
I know, well, that's what Jeremy's making out to be that way, you know?
And the fact of the matter is that this lady said in her message, they're not strangers because we know them 3 years and have even been in their house.
Ah, well, Dan, definitely.
Yes, you can't see what the issue is here.
No, I can't see the issue. No.
Yeah, because once you've been in somebody's house, you know them. You know them like the back of your hand.
Okay, again, Jeremy, I can't stress this enough. If it's okay for the child, and this child does play in their house with her best friend, what is so different and what's more likely to happen when they're in a hotel in Paris?
I don't know. I'm not even suggesting that anything untoward would happen. I'm saying you couldn't forgive yourself if you let your child go off. And
here, you couldn't forgive yourself if your child walks out the door and gets a bang of a bus either. You'd think, why did I let him out the door? Okay, shit happens, unfortunately.
But if you let your child out at night and they weren't wearing high vis and then they got knocked down by a bus, you'd say, well, why didn't I put high vis?
Correct. Yeah, no, I get that.
Again, you're all very stupid today because you just don't get about the scale of danger. And
the scale of danger.
Oh, God.
The scale of danger really increases around Mickey Mouse. Really, listen to yourself. The scale of danger, your child is much more likely to be abused in a hotel in Paris than in their bedroom across the road.
Okay, Una, would you let your six-year-old, I'm just thinking of my age of my daughter, so she's 6 years of age, would you let your six-year-old go swimming with a friend and the friend's parents, knowing that the friend's parents will be changing your daughter in the changing rooms after swimming?
Slightly different.
No, would you answer the bloody question?
Different.
No, I'm saying that, so answer the question.
That's different.
No, answer the question.
No, it is different, Jeremy.
No, just
this 9-year-old child is able to shower themselves, dress themselves, doesn't need any of that help.
Just that, why can't either of you answer the question? Would you be happy with your 6-year-old daughter going swimming with a friend's parents? Yes or no? First you, Una. Yes or no?
Yes, I would trust them if I know them well, and of course I would.
No, knowing that they're going to be changing your daughter and
again, what the fuck is going to happen in the swimming pool?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, you're only being
ridiculous.
Worse.
Honest to God, you're getting worse. You're getting worse by the second.
Yeah,
honestly,
the one getting worse.
Hang on, if I had a helicopter sound effects now, I'd be playing. That's Jeremy, helicopter parent. But it is, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
It literally is ridiculous.
Put cotton wool around a child.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lad. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Martin, can I just say,
defend Jeremy for one.
Good, because I have to say, Martin, I cannot believe I'm being put across as this paranoid...
Yep, helicopter parent.
Helicopter parent.
Yep.
Simply because I'm aware of how dangerous the world is nowadays. How it's
always
been.
Well, Jeremy, you're as aware as I am. I'm telling you, not a chance. As I said in my voice note, a lot of the majority of abusers are known. And you can say, oh, well, you let them out of the house. They're in a controlled environment there. They're away with them. Like, I'm not saying that anything sinister would happen, but there is a chance. I mean, if you just do some research into it, like, I heard Adrian there, what's going to happen around Mickey Mouse? It's a well-known fact that nonces go to Disneyland to prey on kids. It's a well-known fact. Like,
again, hang on for one second. You either trust these people around your child or you don't. Now, you take your children to Disneyland. You'd like to think that the parents that are bringing them are actually going to look after them and no nonce is going to get near them at all.
I know, but you see, it's not just the sexual abuse side of it, right? What you got to look at, their parenting values might be different to yours. What happens if they do, for argument's sake, a Madeleine McCann on it, and they leave the 2 9-year-olds in the room where they go off at night and have a good time?
Okay, that's a completely different conversation.
It's not, because you're saying, are they safe in that couple's company? They might decide, we're just going downstairs for whatever, into the hotel, for a drink, you two stay up here. Now, it might not be something
Did you ever go on a trip with friends when you were a kid?
Not overnight, no.
Not overnight. Did you ever go on a scouting trip?
I did, yeah.
Yep. You okay?
Yeah. But again, lad, you're there with about 20 other scouts. There's about four or five lads in each tent. And one scout, and all the scout leaders used to sleep in a different tent. Like, this one, because you're all sleeping in the one room. Like, seriously, Adrian, open your eyes. And all these people saying, oh, it's grand. They're very naive.
Naive to what?
There's
a mammy, a daddy, and 2 9-year-old kids all in the one room. What in God's name is going to happen?
You don't know what daddy might do in the middle of the night.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's fine. That's fine. Well, then why in God's name would you let your child into their house ever or have anything to do with them if you just don't trust them that much? Ridiculous this is. Honestly.
It's not ridiculous. And it's not helicopter parenting either.
Exactly what I'm being called naive, and I believe that this paranoia is just ridiculous, because if you trust them enough to have the kid in their house, that should be enough.
I'm afraid not. That's a controlled environment. You can control what's going on if you're there with the child.
A
lot can happen at the dead of night.
My child over in the best friend. Jesus, honest to God, you shouldn't let children outside the front door at all. Seriously.
Oh, no, I have a lad, he's 12, he goes off with his mates around, we know where he is all the time. But there's no way I would put him in that sort of danger by letting them off with a random couple, like. You don't actually know anyone properly.
You could say that about your own family. You could literally say that about your...
Abusers are in people's families too, like, just Jesus Christ above. But I'm just saying, no way. You really don't. There was a case there in the paper up down where we are here in Mayo, where a fella, he did a great job with the HSE. He was married with 3 kids, and he was running a paedophile ring. Like, you just don't know. On the outside, looking at that fella, oh, he's a good job. He's got 3 kids. He's married. But you know, he's a dark side. You wouldn't know. That's all I'm saying. And you're right about the guard of vetting. That just means you haven't been caught.
No, that's all it means. That is literally all it means. Hang on there for a second. Una, what do you make of this? More paranoia, is it?
It is more paranoia, yeah. It's ridiculous. Carry on. I mean, what about if you get his neighbour to go and collect your child from school? Would you trust that neighbour to collect the child from school?
Jesus, God forbid. No, don't.
No, the neighbour. Next door neighbour.
The child from school is completely different.
No, it's not really. Because
How's it different? Because you're not sleeping in the same room, but yet might get into a car with their own child and bring them. You're not sleeping in the same room as them.
What do you mean they're sleeping in the same room? Even a sleepover, they can't even have a sleepover.
No, absolutely not.
No, that's ridiculous. No, come on. It's not ridiculous.
Open your eyes, Una, love.
So everybody's a paedophile.
That's exactly it.
You've got to prepare for the worst.
You've got to. All right. God almighty. I just have this image now of this dad, and they're all on this lovely trip to Disneyland Paris, and they're in the hotel room, and everyone's asleep, and dad hops up out of the bed and does whatever he's going to do to abuse the honest to God, I've never heard.
Why are you making
it's been bad?
You're saying stuff like that doesn't happen.
I'm sure it does.
Well, why are you making lies?
Never let your child in their company ever. Let your child be in that person's company.
Why are you making lies of sexual abuse?
Because you have to learn to trust people.
I don't think it's.
And if you can trust,
I don't think
if you can trust your child in their house, I don't see what the issue is. You shouldn't ever let them out of the front door.
That's because you're playing silly burgers. Martin gets the difference, don't you, Martin? Between a kid playing out the back garden in a friend's house and staying for 3 nights. How can you not see the difference?
Yeah, you know, like they say 1 in 35 men have paedophile tendencies. Like,
Jesus, is that high?
How much?
1 in 35.
1 in 35.
Jeez, that's fairly high.
But this one of them is going to Paris.
It is, yeah, that is very, fairly high. Like, do you know?
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more calls on this. Glenn has been in touch. And here's his voice note.
How's it going, lads? Here's my 2 cents real quick. I won't let any child under the age of 16 that can't travel home on their own international flights to travel with another family. One, I work with kids that are 3 to 6. They love each other one day and they hate each other the next. And the last thing, as a parent, that I want is to bring another child on my holiday when I'm supposed to be relaxing and enjoying my child experience. It's comforting another child because he upset my child or my child upset them. No. nobody should be bringing anyone's child that's under the age of 16 away on a foreign holiday. Locally, okay, I still wouldn't be 100% sure. I'd have to be doing my best mates that I've known for kids, taking my kids away for a couple of days. And that's for abroad and at home. I wouldn't just leave my child with some family, even if I just been to their house a few times. I would never leave my child alone abroad or with another family for a couple of days. At the end of the day, their child is the main priority, yours is just a secondary.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la,
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
I want to just refer back to Glenn's message that we played a moment ago. Glenn said, going abroad, absolutely not. But if it was locally, yeah, that might be okay. Again, what suddenly happens when you go to Disneyland? And what? Why is abuse more likely to happen in Disneyland?
It's not about Disneyland, Jesus Christ.
He just said locally would be no problem. Just ridiculous carry on this is. Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Francis.
How are you, Adrian? I'm 100% with you, but I have two topics here. Did that man say he was in the Boy Scouts and went away with them?
Martin did, didn't you, Martin?
I did, yeah.
And he survived to tell the tale?
And did
I
you sleep
did,
over,
but there was arrangements in place, like, you know.
Yeah, did you sleep overnight with the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, if you were listening there, I said, yeah. So you had three or four lads
listening.
In a tent,
did
and then
ever
all
hear
the...
so much...
Did you ever hear so much
abuse about what happened in the Boy Scouts when the Boy Scouts?
I did. You know, I was trying to.
And your
mummy
and daddy let you go, didn't they? Yeah, and you.
Am I allowed to answer? Am I? Or are you just going to keep talking over my?
No, I'll let you answer.
The scout group I was in, no scout leader was allowed to sleep in the tent with the lads.
No, he didn't sleep in the other boys' tent either.
Are you going to just talk over me? Are you going to let me finish talking? Like?
No. What I'm trying to tell you, there was terrible abuse in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I know there was. I'm not saying there wasn't. So that's what I mean. Like, so the Scouts were a trusted organisation and child abusers embedded themselves in there. So
that's right.
It can happen anywhere. That's what I'm saying. It can happen anywhere. So you're contradicting yourself there for a start.
No, I'm not contradicting myself. You never said that. You said you went away with the Boy Scouts and your parents didn't mind you going away with the Boy Scouts. If I had a boy, I wouldn't let him near a Boy Scout, to be honest with you. And as for letting your child go away with another parent, when I was going to Butlins for years with my children, and I was working, I used to take 9 other children, 3 of each of their friends. Their mothers trusted me. I brought them everywhere. I brought them back home. I watched them 24/7. And
yeah,
no harm came
not,
to them.
Not everybody is as good as you now. Do you know?
You're missing the point, Martin.
Yeah,
the fact is that a group of parents, the parents trusted Francis enough, and God
That's
forbid,
true,
nothing
Adrian.
Actually happened, and the kids had a brilliant time, I'm sure, Francis.
And we went for 6 years running. And those kids were at my door at 7 o'clock in the morning to go on the boat. It was a great time we all had.
Yeah, but the point you're missing is that you're saying, yeah, that's no problem, but you won't let them away with the Boy Scouts. And I'm saying you were trusted.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, because I know what the Boy Scouts, I know what happened in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't. What I'm saying, the Boy Scouts were trusted. You were trusted. You obviously are, you know, a normal person. You're a law-abiding citizen. Whereas the people in the Boy Scouts are certain people in the Boy Scouts. Don't be tarring everyone that was in the Scouts and the Scout leader was the same.
I agree with you, Martin, on that. Don't brand all Scout leaders the same.
Yeah.
No,
they did invest themselves in that.
Yeah, no.
The trust can be broken by the adult,
I'm aware of that, but I just think, as regards to this conversation, if you distrust these parents so much, and we're talking about 2 parents, by the way, mammy and daddy are going on this trip, not just daddy, mammy and daddy. If you distrust those parents so much, you should not let your child within 500 meters of them. You should keep your child away if you distrust these people so much.
It's not about distrusting the people that much. It's a chance that it might happen. And that, and I said to you again it's not about the sexual abuse alone. I mean, like, as I said to you, their parenting values might be different. They might let the 2 9-year-olds go off on their own. And then they might meet someone who's unscrupulous in a toilet or whatever, and something might happen to them there without them being watched. Like, you've got to look at that too. It's not just saying that the dad is a child abuser. It's about parenting values too. Like, as I said, they might go down to the bar, have a couple of drinks, and leave the two of them up in the room. Your child might, you know, go to the toilet and slip.
Okay, you never take any risk with other people caring for your child. That's the bottom line. Simple as that. Just don't ever take a chance.
You cannot, no. I'm afraid not.
Some of my best memories as a child. Yeah, it is absolutely ridiculous. Some of my best memories as a child is going off on trips with my friend and his mum and dad. Jeremy, you already admitted that some of your best memories are the exact same, going to Tremor and whatever, and you survived to tell the tale. What has changed so drastically in the 20 or 30 years since?
Nothing has changed, but just by the grace of God, I'm sure there's lots of children, Adrian, who did go away during our generation on sleepovers and weekends away, and things did happen. So, I was an altar boy for many...
Nothing happened to you?
How many of the callers listening today now would let their kids be altar boys?
I don't even think there is such a thing anymore.
There is. So, how many of them today? Because you're all hypocrites, because none of you would let your child be an altar boy. What is the difference? I was an altar boy. Nothing ever happened to me. To 6 or 7 of the altar boys that were altar boys the same time as me, they were sexually abused by the priest at that time. And you know that. Mm-hmm. It was a well-publicised story. I wasn't abused there, but for the grace of God.
Okay, let me squeeze in a few voice notes before we wrap this up. Robbie!
Jeremy said that he'd be okay if one of his family members offered to bring the child away. But hasn't it been proven time and time again that most child abuse is done by somebody know or a family member?
Absolutely, 100%, Robbie. Neil!
Jeremy, how would you feel, all right, if you didn't let your daughter go on the little holiday and they asked another child to go? And that other child that went and had a great time came back and told your daughter how much of a great time they had. Would she blame you and not letting you go? Cheers.
That's a good question, actually, Jeremy. Another child gets to go, comes back and says, wow, what a holiday. That was the best 3 days of my life. And your child there, I wasn't allowed to go.
Better safe than sorry.
Because my dad is a helicopter.
Nobody will ever keep a closer eye on their children but the parents themselves. So I would be on the father's side with this, not for me, but also, you know, if any kids wanted to stay in my house, I know that we're not weirdos, so fine, but I don't know that everybody else isn't, so, and that's the way that I would feel about it.
All I'm hearing today is common sense. Literally,
sure.
This is all I've been hearing all afternoon.
Airwolf.
Helicopter parenting.
I thought that was the start of Airwolf. Do you remember the TV
helicopter
show?
Parenting. Wrap them in bubble wrap and never let them outside the door. That's what you should do. Okay, that's just for you. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. This latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is 6 days a week. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.